Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, yeah, football, football.
From potholes to pop-ups, we got it covered.
Hey!
Here's Bob Fesco.
Take a bite out of my ass.
Yeah. And Dusty Likens.
Big nuts.
Big. Big nuts on a Friday.
I'm revved up, thirsty, and ready to drown.
Bad I know that I'm hard.
Bad day to be a Surfside today. This comes from our buddy Tyler on Twitter. Bob, Dusty, Mac, on the topic of car accidents. As a teenager, I got hit by a drunk driver when I was 16, and it totaled my car. I got rides from people that my parents bought me a truck and told me to get back behind the wheel. To this day, I'm glad they did.
Yeah, and I made my daughter drive that day. I mean, she had to go to work, and I said, you're back in the car. But that's what you got to do.
I hear you.
You got to get back in the saddle. The longer you wait, the harder it is going to be to kind of get back at that thing. And so she had the accident, like, you know, 4 o'clock or whatever it was. She had to be at her
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Second job, by the way, at 6 o'clock that night, and I said, get in the Bronco and drive. Let's go. She goes, really? I go, yes, absolutely. You're gonna drive, you're gonna be fine. It's okay. And that sucks though, man, Tyler. I feel bad for you getting hit by a drunk. And that actually is my Richard of the Week this week. So you'll have to stay tuned till 9:45 because there's a guy out there that has been a menace to society, but he's not my Richard of the Week. I'll tell you why coming up at 9:45, who the actual Richard of the Week is in that situation. So I appreciate the text though, Tyler, man. Like everybody does at that age, get into some sort of car accident. And it happens. And you know, I was talking to Ralph yesterday. He goes, Roman's, you know, trashed 3 cars. Ralphie's banged up another 2 cars. And it's like, this is what kids do. I go, yeah, this is exactly what kids do. Cost us money. You know? So it's just constant, right? It just goes out. I mean,
oh yeah, I did it twice.
You know, yep. you had 2 accidents as a kid, huh?
Two total cars. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So the World Soccer Championship is underway. I believe Mexico won yesterday.
They had more red cards than goals in that game yesterday.
Damn.
There was one red card last time they had the World Soccer Championship.
In the entire World Cup, there was one red card the whole time. There were 3 yesterday. Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of new rules.
Oh, yes, there is.
Yes.
Oh, there are?
Oh, yes.
Soccer's changing the rules to get rid of offsides?
For this tournament specifically, they're being a lot stricter on a lot of things.
Like, what do you mean and why?
Like, players holding, I could pull up the video, but yeah, players holding their hands over their mouths when they talk to another player. So no more of that.
So what are football coaches going to do in that situation? Well, every NFL coach puts that thing in front of their face.
Play, but as a player going to another player, talking smack, saying things, we're not doing that
anymore.
Can you
do this to your own player, though, and disguise what you guys are trying to say?
I don't know. Subs, you have to be off the field within 10 seconds. If you're not, that's a red card. Like there's lots of little finicky things that, or if when you're throw-ins on the side, like you have to throw it in within a certain amount of time, they're going to be taking you down. If you don't, that's a red card.
Pace of play, they're trying to increase the pace of play in soccer, which is funny because the pace of play in soccer is what it is. The clock just runs. It's not like it stops and you've got, you know, step off the mound. Now, I know there is actually the added time that gets put on there at the end, but I wouldn't think, like, every soccer game is about the same amount of time that you're going to invest, 2 hours, 15 minutes, and it's all said and done.
Sorry, bad journalism on Dusty Likens. 4 red cards in the Russia games. 4 total when it was in Qatar.
Okay.
And then there's 3 yesterday.
Yeah, 3
so
yesterday.
So it was 4 total and 3 in one game.
Yeah,
so that's my bad. My bad, MB from DL there. I do want to bring this up because I think this is when people kind of start to get in the flow of things. Obviously, FanFest is open to all. Yesterday, Alex Gold was down there doing some work for the station and himself. Showed you how to take the bus and the shuttle and showed all the cool things that are out there, and it's on the TV
right now. I posed with the World Cup trophy, too. You can see it on X.
And I do want that beer mug. That's the World Cup beer mug. I would love to have that.
Oh, yeah. Those look amazing.
And when you fill it up with your beer, it looks like a replica trophy.
It looks dope.
Bigley's got six of them. but it's when it gets here, right? Like Friday night, no NBA, no Stanley Cup. By the time the Royals are done playing, the game will be like in the 10th minute probably because it starts at 8 o'clock. Royals start at 6:40. And now you kind of get this.
Unless there's no rain, then it may get delayed even further.
There you go. And so when you look at all of that and you start to kind of watch the team, because there's a lot of people that know what they're talking about on the Four Letter Network or FS1, wherever you get your sports television, that are like, this is a good era for United States soccer. Christian Pulisic is your superstar. They're all in their youth. Like I think the oldest player is like 28, which is, some people would say, ancient in soccer. But again, you get to kind of watch these games and kind of feel like you get into the vibe of it. And the way I described it yesterday to a buddy was like, it kind of feels like every time the World Cup is here, it's kind of like the Olympics for me. Like, I'm not really into like the Olympics. And then they start and I'm like, did you see that curling match the other day?
Yeah.
Or did you see that high jumper, what he did on it?
Olympics were great for us because of the time frame of where they
fell. They were like three in the morning and, you know, starting at six and whatever it may be. And I think that's what happened yesterday is, oh, okay, the games have started, and the United States playing tonight will help. If they win tonight, it'll build more steam moving forward. And I think that's when people get kind of into it. Like, it takes forever to get here, and then it gets here, and it's non-stop action. You've got countries that have great players. You've got Portugal with Ronaldo. You've got Argentina with Messi. You've got Mbappe in France. You have Harry Kane in England.
And they're based here, too. Like, England's living in Prairie Village, dude.
Gotta love that.
Like, they're living down there. Like, you know, where are they at? They're, like, at Lamar in, like, 87. Their old golf course there. What was it where my friend Haney got married? It wasn't Brook Ridge, I don't think. But that's where they are. They're down there just hanging out. Like, we've got all these teams. Have you been watching the stuff that's going on in Lawrence with Team Algeria, too?
Amazing.
I mean, what's going on in Lawrence, Kansas right now, maybe one of the more impressive things ever. The entire city's out there at practice supporting these guys. KU has done an unbelievable job. Shout out to the athletic department at KU for getting their guys from Team Algeria inside Allen Fieldhouse yesterday, giving them a tour of Hoagland Ballpark, letting them check out everything. The KU marching band was out there playing the Algerian fight song and stuff like that. Lawrence has really embraced Team Algeria. I saw one guy yesterday go, "Rock Chalk Algeria." And I'm like, yes. That's really cool, man. Like, they have embraced it just like every town that has a team. Like, Chattanooga, Tennessee is housing the Spanish team. Have you seen this?
Yes.
And the people of Chattanooga are like, this is so cool that these guys are in our town. And so if you see them out and about, like one of the players from Spain was at the Walmart in Chattanooga. this is awesome that these folks are here. Like, Harry Kane is wandering around Prairie Village today.
Unbelievable. It's crazy, dude. Some of the best athletes in the world around us. And it's so cool. And all their fans with them, too. We get to kind of be ingrained in their culture and vice versa for them. And it's awesome. It's what it's about. It feels like, all right, World Cup, whatever, whatever. And now it's here.
And now it's here.
And now we can stop talking about the Civic, the hotels. The FIFA is out of it. We don't have to mention them one more time for the next month and a half. It's about the soccer. It's about the culture. It's about the people. Yeah. I'm excited.
I am, too. But I will say the hotels are dead. It was like we were down there yesterday.
Yeah,
like,
I get that.
You know, but that's on FIFA for holding all these rooms. I mean, we should have had BMA this weekend. And we were told we could not have BMA this weekend because of FIFA. And so we had to move it up a week. Not that that was a big deal, but we were told – everybody was told you can't have rooms this week because of FIFA. And so here we are, and now they're all empty. But yeah, now we're here. Now it's fun. And another interesting thing, we have the Netherlands here as well. They're playing, practicing up at the current facility. And there's a mathematician out there who's predicted the three World Cups correctly in the last 3 years. And this year he picked the Netherlands to win. England could potentially win this thing. I think it would be cool, other than the United States, if one of these four teams that's based in our area actually went out there and won the World Cup. And I could find myself rooting for England and the Netherlands later on because they were here in Kansas City.
I think I seem to have a death wish. After getting it right three times in a row, I picked a team that is considered to be not amongst the favorites this time around. Netherlands is one of those countries that persistently performs above the batting average that it should have based on the foundations of the country.
You have been famous now for your forecasts about the world of football, the world of soccer for our American viewers. Tell me about it.
Yes. So what I do is I use an economic model that uses economic variables to try to predict which teams are likely to win. And that model simply rests on four factors. First of all, population. If you have more people in your country, you have a bigger talent pool to tap into. The second one is climate. You need to be able to play soccer year-round. If it's too hot, too cold, you can't play it, and that gives you a natural disadvantage. The third one is being wealthy enough to have the infrastructure to develop talent. It's not just enough to have a big talent pool. You also have to have the schools, the training grounds, etc., to develop them into world-class players. And then the fourth one is the current FIFA world ranking, just to get an idea which teams have a particularly good generation of players right now.
So there's
super
your...
Super cool.
It is. Some baseball team is scrambling to get the guy's number to hire him.
So real quickly, before we go to break, who are you taking to win it all?
I'm going to go... I don't know. I'm going to root for one of the teams here. It's either England or the Netherlands for me. I'll go England.
There you go.
I like how it's phrased in the document. Uneducated picks.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what we got, right?
Well, none of us are soccer insider. Yeah, none of us are.
World Cup picks. Let's make some uneducated
wagers.
Because they are. I don't know. I go with England. They're based here. They're usually pretty good, right?
I'll go the Netherlands because they've never won and they're here and they've made the final three different times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, England's been my team since the jump. That's who I've said is going to win it all, and that's who I hope wins it all, according to my DoorDash thing. I don't know what I get if they win. But
they do have one title in 1966.
Wow, it's been that long, almost like the Knicks.
Only eight countries have ever won.
That's crazy.
Coming up on the other side, we get into more of what Texas Tech had to say, because these people suck. 96.5 The Fan, your own for Kansas City Sports.
Get bent.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, analytically the best morning radio show in Kansas City, as voted by people.
There's a lot of people talking out of their butt.
Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Moving right along, 9 minutes away from Mac Morey taking over with one word. Right now, Texas Tech has taken over the world of college football for all the wrong reasons. They just keep burying themselves, and they're not doing themselves any favor. This was, they sat together, I guess, their athletic department, and talked for however long.
Who'd they talk to?
Each other.
Each other. That's right. They're in their own ecosystem there, right?
And to spare you the 21 minutes of audio, Mac has cut it down to a minute and 27 seconds.
How would you correlate this with our vote in November that we didn't want to strengthen gambling?
Yeah, we all talked about it back in November. We voted not to permit gambling by athletic department staff members, coaches, or student athletes on sports that
student
the NCAA
athlete
has a championship event in. There seems to be a stigma that exists around is sports gambling a mental health disorder? And I will tell you, last night in Houston, after we spoke, I had two separate individuals come up to me and share with me their addiction recovery. And one of them was a gambling addiction. And the gentleman shared with me, it is a mental health disorder. And I have so much respect and admiration for the way that Texas Tech is standing behind and supporting Brendan Sorsby and stay the course, because it's real. So I think there's a conversation that Texas Tech can be a part of and lead to the degree that our colleagues will engage with us on how we address these matters going forward, because this is a very difficult situation and there needs to be more conversation around it.
Okay, I will say this. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple. You can support the guy. You just don't play the guy. He can still be a player that you support, but he is a non-uniformed player at Texas Tech. Texas Tech is going to end up ruining college sports. This is ultimately, guys, I think, what ends college sports as we know it today, because you've got, you know, 16 teams in the Big 12 now. 15 of them want nothing to do with Texas Tech. Texas Tech is threatening to get lawyers involved, like take this as far as they can possibly go to get this kid to play. I can't believe they are dying on this hill for this kid, because everybody is so, it's going to be unbelievable to see what happens here. But I think this is ultimately what's going to do in college sports, because everybody's going to try to run from Texas Tech. The Big 12 may end up collapsing over this because teams don't want to play Texas Tech. It is a bad situation, man.
If you want to support the guy, don't put him on the football field. Like Bob said,
yeah.
If you want to support the guy, get him help. Get him away from gambling websites. Don't put football in his, you know, peripheral.
If you got a mental health problem, you are not fit to do that job right now. You need to get the help. And like, playing football is not the help you need.
Like, if I was suffering from an addiction, I'm not. But if I was, I know my support system on this show, Mac and Bob, would call me and say, hey, I know you want to do the show. I know you want to do this. But it's not time for you to do the show right now. You need to get well. You need to get away from it. Turn your phone off. Turn sports off. Get right. And then you can come back. It's fine. That's just the way that you support people. And a guy who's gambled on his team 9,000 times and over $90,000 or 90,000 times with $9,000 right now playing football. And some people would say, well, maybe what he needs to do is just play football. No. What he needs to do is get away from everything and just –
I would think football would be a trigger for your gambling addiction, since that's what you were betting on at that point in time.
And but I can give it to even to another point is our buddy Scott Parks.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about it all the time. He's open about it with us. He does it on his show and all that. He won't go to an event if it's at a bar. Like, he just won't do it because he knows in the heart of his heart, he's going to be like, oh, I want that.
And then that's going right. to, yeah.
It's going to start a slow.
Look, I'll be honest. I know where I am in my life right now when it comes to the booze. And I'm trying to wean myself off as much as possible. And yeah, going to certain things, you're like, okay, thank God they've got good NA beers right now. And I'm not saying that because I have an addiction or anything like that. I'm just 50 years old and I'm tired, right? And so, but I know how I am as a human being. One is never, for me, where I stop. And it's been like that for my whole life with everything, guys. It's why I was 300 pounds. It wasn't one order of chicken wings. It was 10. It wasn't a twofer from Shuttle that I split with somebody. It was for myself, right? I just keep going and going and going. So I understand how these addictions work and that addictive personality, because I have it as well. And so I have to be very conscious of it every single time that I go somewhere. And it's as I get older and older, I'm trying to do it even more and more and more and be conscious of it. But to Scott's point, to a lot of points, sometimes it's best not for me to go somewhere if I don't want to participate, you know, in those activities. And so for this kid, again, support him and give him the help that he needs, but he can't be near your football program, because what that has a direct impact on everybody else in college sports, because now we're looking at this. I mean, we had a coach in the Big 12 yesterday say he's going to start to teach his kids how to cheat and gamble and talk to Vegas odds makers because of this, if they're going to let this Sorsby kid play. This is where we're getting to right now with all of this. He's going to ruin college sports, and he needs to go, and he cannot play for Texas Tech. He just can't, because then everything comes into question about credibility and if this stuff is real. And the last thing that sports wants are fans with their tinfoil hat on not believing it's real.
Shame on Texas Tech.
Yeah, this is their president on Brendan Sorsby.
Yeah, I think right now so many people are pointing the finger of like, well, he's going to play. He can play is what the judge said.
Okay.
What we're trying to do is get him into a healthy space to where he feels great about what he's doing and he can deal with this addiction in a healthy way. And that's day by day.
Mm-hmm. And that's not game by game.
No, it's not. He's done for forever. He should never play college sports again. That's where the NCAA, I don't care what the courts say, you're not welcome here. Like, we see it all the time in the NFL, right? People will say, well, he was cleared by the courts. Yeah, but he wasn't cleared by the NFL because that's their business, right? And so he may have been cleared by the courts, but the NFL is still giving you a 6-game suspension. They can still rule and overrule what courts say because they're a business, right? They're a business. They want you representing their business in a good way. And if they feel you're not representing their business in a good way, they don't care what the courts say. They're still going to levy a suspension on you. That's where the Big 12 and the NCAA need to come in and say, I'm glad the court said this, but as long as you're playing under our rules, He's not playing. It's not that hard. I don't care what the court says. This is now a private institution, a private entity, a private conference, and we're making the rules that say, yeah, we're glad the court said that, but as the conference who governs this, we're not allowing that, just like the NFL does.
Screw Texas Tech, honestly, because...
Who's worse, college athletic directors or politicians?
They're both one and the same.
I mean, they're all slime, right? I mean, this guy's a slime ball down here at Texas Tech
All five of those guys that were speaking for 21 minutes to themselves and patting themselves on the back were awful. And using mental health as a shield and to victimize us, gaslight us, and to guilt us and to think, oh, we got to feel... No, just because you have a diagnosis, a disorder, whatever you have... That's something that you have to go learn how to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Tomlinson's a great comic, and she's got a bit on her special on Netflix where it's like, I have anxiety, anger disorders, all these things. I can't go swim in the deep end without my floaties. Like, I've got to put my floaties on. That's on me.
Right.
And so, yes, I feel for him. It is an addiction. He needs mental help. But shame on Texas Tech for using this as a shield to say, oh, no, it's mental health, so that means everything's okay. You're right. It is mental health. It is an addiction, and you are enabling. You are enabling it, and it's disgusting.
I think it's a really good point, Mac, because we're in a day and age where mental health is very serious, and you and I have talked about it. We've seen therapists. I'll admit it. I don't care. I don't have any problem with that.
Of course not.
How important the mental health is today, but to use it as an out and to just throw it out there like, oh, it's a mental health thing. We're all supposed to just go, okay. Yeah, you're using it as a prop is essentially what you're using it as. Mental health is a real thing.
Yes.
Don't just throw that around.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Right, One Word brought to you by the Sand Trap on this Friday, a great spot that has delicious food, cold drinks, TVs galore to watch your favorite sports teams. You've got the World Soccer Championship tonight with the United States going to the pitch against Paraguay. The Sand Trap is located in the northeast corner of Blue Ridge and Holmes in South KC. And at the Sand Trap today, $13 smash burger taco, max at it, it's delicious. You can also get a $16 10-ounce steak, baked potato and green beans, $7 vodka Red Bulls, and $2 off glasses of wine. All of that at the Sand Trap today.
Let's get to it. Let's start with some Chiefs news. Yesterday, Wanye Morris traded. Chiefs trade him and a 7th-round pick to Atlanta. The Falcons give the Chiefs in return back a 6th-round pick in 2027. One word, Wanye Morris, gone.
Depth. And what I mean by that is they've got a lot of it now on the offensive line, and this just made him expendable. And you get a pick back in a draft that everybody says is going to be stacked next year, right? We've been talking about the 27 draft since before the 26 draft happened. So you get a 6th-round draft pick out of that, and Wanye Morris now gets an opportunity to go to Atlanta and play. He was at a dead end here.
Luxury.
Mm. One word, some... unfortunate, disturbing news. One word, Phil Mickelson, no longer a member at the Farms Golf Club outside San Diego. A female club employee accused the 6-time champion, major champion, of inappropriate contact with her before a round. He has now been kicked out of that golf club. One word.
Pig.
Richard.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Something tells me that's going to get brought back up later today.
One word, Spurs fans selling their tickets. Looks like 37% of the sales for game five are, which is tomorrow night, are from New York. The get-in price is also surged by $1,000, which is telling you the New York people are rising the tickets. One word.
Yeah, smart if you're a Spurs fan to sell that ticket. Yeah, absolutely. Go make your nut back. I would do the same thing. You're down 3-1, a devastating loss the night before. New Yorkers are willing to pay. You have a chance to make a lot of money on these tickets. 100% sell. And see what happens, because it's not a game that you care about, quite honestly. It's 3-1. If you win, you're still down 3-2. If the Knicks win, they win the whole thing. New Yorkers want to be there, and so they're willing to pay for it. If I'm a Spurs fan and I have those tickets at this point of the year, yeah, I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah, account, as in bank account. Why not? You want to see your team get beat and lose a championship and have another team celebrate on the floor? No chance.
From Good Nut to Monica McNutt, she's trying to explain herself after being caught on a hot mic saying, Taylor Swift, why is she here? She's not a Knicks fan. This is what she had to say. TMZ caught her in the streets.
I did not know, but here's the deal. Context, I literally just did a piece on Celebrity Row. I've been with this organization for 5 years. I know these folks. Ben Stiller, his wife, Christine, like Spike Lee, Fat Joe. Like, I had not seen her here this year or last year. And we just saw her in Cleveland with her fiance. Obviously, Travis supports the Cavs. She didn't have any Knicks paraphernalia. So I did not know of her Knicks loyalty. Or shout out to T-Swift. Like, we could be united in orange and blue. Like, it's fine.
Okay, I love that. So you're standing on it.
But I mean, I did not know. I apologize if I'm wrong. And apparently I'm wrong. And that's fine. But I did not know. Because we've seen, come on now, every celebrity that's a Knicks fan been in the building this year.
Timothy Chalamet.
Come on. So it's all good.
Now, we got to put it out there. So you said that she has a...
Okay, so I'll say this. Taylor Swift isn't a celebrity. She's Taylor Swift. She's in a different category than anybody else in this world. I'll say weak. She tried to apologize, but still tried to say she was right in all of that. And she wasn't. And, yeah, she's supporting her boyfriend in his hometown. How would that have gone over if she sat there with a Knicks shirt? It would have been like Elaine wearing an Orioles hat at the Yankee game. It's probably given to him by the owner to sit there. You got to respect who gave you the tickets.
Yeah, my one would be poor. That was a poor example of, like, trying to, like, you know, cover up, but whatever. It doesn't really bother me, I guess. But, yeah, you slipped up, you said what you said, and you semi-owned it.
Yeah, semi. Yeah.
Semi.
Yeah,
I said it, but.
Yeah.
I know Ben Stiller.
If okay. I was wrong, which I guess
it's
I
like,
was.
It's like when you're like, yeah, you know, I'm sorry that I yelled at you, but, you know, you kept doing this thing. It's like, no, stop.
Yeah. Sorry. It's tough to have a button.
And we've all
done
that. We've all, for sure. I think every one of us has probably had a button, a sorry.
Oh, yeah. All my friends have big butts.
I cannot lie.
This is great. We've got World Cup stories pouring in. We've heard all the Algeria Lauren stuff.
Yep.
Rock chalk Algeria. It's been fantastic. Well, the Scottish have arrived. This
thank God these guys are here. This is going to be the show of the World Cup, man.
This is awesome, man. These people are fantastic. So first off, they put out a guide for people coming to the United States to say, hey, just so you know, when you're flying in the United States, don't use all your jargon that maybe you use here. So like in Scotland, they'll say peace for meaning a sandwich. Uh-huh. Like, yo, I've got a piece for you. Where here in the United States, that would mean you've got a firearm. You
right.
have a weapon. You are armed right now. Yo, I've got a piece, man. So they said, hey, do not cheerfully tell American Airport Security that your granny, quote, packed you a piece for the flight. And then this was some Scottish people when they ran out of beer on the flights.
We ran out of beer. That's my only complaint.
The pilot telling us when the beer ran out, he switched to wine.
So I'm going to go and have a nice whiskey at my digs, and then I'm going to go out and hit the town. I'm going to find Cheers. That's what I want to do. I want to find Cheers.
It's the spot where everyone knows your name. By the end of the weekend, Boston will know the Scots, certainly by their attire.
So I don't know if you saw the other stuff that came out about the Scots. They landed at night or whatever. They came in at night. They got to their Airbnb. 6:30 in the morning, they're out in the front yard playing bagpipes and kilts in this neighborhood. So like, what the hell is going on? The best part about that whole thing is they ran out of beer, but the reporter went to the pilot to get more information. The pilot said then they switched to wine.
No beer, all right, no problem.
We drank a plane dry once going to Las Vegas. It wasn't that big a deal. There wasn't that much on it. You know, it's a commuter plane. Coming from overseas, though, they load those things up. Those guys, and Scotland to Boston is probably about a six-hour flight. It's not that far because of where they're located. So those guys got after it on that plane. Imagine flying in a kilt, too.
Legendary. That's the one word there. That's just a legendary 100%. Move, man.
Oh, man.
So, you know about Tony Farmer, he does 49ers talk, and he has been incessantly in the depths, in the weeds, on this Mike Vrabel, Diane Never See Anything. Any investigation, any video clip that's come out, Tony Farmer's maybe been the one who's even found it and been the one who dug it up. So, Mark Schlereth did a Q&A on Twitter yesterday, our guy, Stinky. He said, time for questions. Tony said, how concerned do you think Patriots are about the Athletic's investigation into the Rossini conduct? Mike seemed to leave the door open at his press conference to taking more time away. Do you think that report could be a thorn in the Patriots' side? Mark Schlereth answered, I think the entire league is nervous, .. One word.
True. Yeah, absolutely. this could be just the beginning. You don't know what's going to get uncovered. Yep. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's next to come out. And I'm sure every team in this league is looking around going, what do they got on us?
Yeah. Nerves, I think, is the thing, too, because, like, that's – is this the tip of the iceberg? Mm-hmm. Like we said – or I guess I said a couple months ago, like, how much more is under the water that we don't see, right? How many people are going, okay, I should probably delete some tweets. I should probably, like, call some people. It's like the Tiger Woods email, voicemails back in the day. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Tiger. Could you go to the original voicemail recording that says the number you've called? Because my wife's probably going to be calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's scary, too. I mean, that's another word. Like, this is, it's one crack in the foundation. We'll see how much erosion happens.
Yep. Who's going to be
college
investigating
football and
this?
NFL both dealing with it, man.
Well, yeah. Core. Which one is worse?
College.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's more at the forefront, but it's worse right now.
It's worse
NFL
because the college
end up
stuff
being worse.
Could be, but I don't.
They're going to hide it. They're going to pay people to go away.
100%. We may not hear from Pablo Torre again if he continues to investigate the NFL. Here's $10 million. Please go away. But here's what I'm thinking about, though, with the NFL versus college. The NFL stuff, if there's more of this Russini type stuff, it's gossip stuff. The college stuff is integrity of the game type stuff. And that's why it's a lot different, because now you're messing with the integrity of the game when you start employing, and that's what you do now in college. You employ these kids to play. When you start employing guys that gambled on that sport, now you're messing with the integrity of the game. The Russini stuff is fun gossip for everybody else. You know, the people involved it sucks for, but the rest of us, we're watching a train wreck happen.
Yeah, it's tough. That's for sure. That is one word brought to you by the Sand Trap. Great spot with delicious food, cold drinks, TVs galore to watch all your favorite sports teams. It's located in the northeast corner of Blue Ridge and Holmes in South KC. Today on Friday at the Sand Trap, $13 Smashburger tacos, $16 10-ounce steak, baked potato and green beans, $7 vodka Red Bulls, and $2 off glasses of wine.
Smash.
Coming up next, Hall Pass. Who's yours? We know somebody's. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Carter Jensen, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty, weekday morning starting at 6, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Moving right along on a Friday. Cheers to all of you to the end of the week. For those that celebrate Fridays like your boy does, let's have us a day. You all are familiar with Brooks Koepka, right?
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
Pretty solid golfer.
Yeah.
I believe 4-time major champion winner. His wife, total babe, Jenna Sims, she's a big fan of Travis Kelce. She's such a fan.
Was she an athlete or something? Why do I know her name?
Swimsuit Sports Illustrated. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you saw her once. Total babe. And she was on Full Swing Season 1, I believe, with him. Because Brooks has a trophy room, right? And there's a big square that's empty. And he says it stays empty until it's filled with one trophy, and that is a green jacket. But she went on to say that she's such a fan that if Kansas City Chiefs tight end ever wanted to hop in bed, she might just take him up on the offer. She says that that's her hall pass, is
nice.
Travis Kelce.
There we go.
I like that. That's
absolutely
good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think most women in Kansas City would like, you know, Travis Kelce.
Yeah. I think most women in Kansas City would be like, yeah, join the list.
Exactly. Get in line, buddy.
He's been on people's hall pass list for about 15 years.
Yeah, had a dating show about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Catching Kelce. Hate to break it to you, Jenna. Not going to happen. I think he's very happily married, as he took the PGA to New York last night to watch his fiancée be inducted into the Songwriters Hall
of Fame. How cool is that,
man? At the ripe age of 26, making the youngest ever to be in the Hall of Fame. In fact, so popular, sat next to Steven Spielberg, it looked like.
I mean, she going in and being the youngest songwriter ever is so cool. It just shows you how awesome she is. Like, there's nothing that Taylor Swift does that isn't just wonderful. I mean, she's just a great, great, great human. And so to see her get into the Songwriter Hall of Fame the day after she was disparaged by the Knicks radio team is awesome. Love it. Go get him, Taylor. Keep doing this, man. She's so cool.
So Mac, you and Shivanya getting ready to get married. I would assume her hall pass would be Harry Styles.
Oh, 100%.
Not even a question.
Yeah, that, and then I think, yeah, Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Magic
Interesting, because my wife's is Carrington. No, I'm kidding.
Is that who bought the portrait?
Sometimes I will say she likes Carrington more than me. I'm not kidding.
Sorry, Bob. Your wife said you're washed. I'm coming over on Tuesday.
I'll tell you, Rob. Bob's wife, Jen, is washed.
The hell's Carrington doing here? I'm in town to play the Dolphins, you dumbass.
Yeah. Jen likes the Chargers all of a sudden.
Yeah.
We got Jen Dot.
Jen Dot.
Charger Dot. And then Mac Doc, because you're on the Charger bandwagon too. Three of you can go have yourself a nice little threesome over talking about the Chargers.
I mean, that's a really good threesome.
If Mac had arms.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Off the rails.
Fantastic.
But everybody has a hall pass. We talk about it. Oh, Tara Reid was mine for many, many years. And
was it American Pie that got you there?
Of course, yeah. I mean,
tongue tornado. Huh?
Yeah, she was great. I loved her back in the. She looks good now. She's kind of recovered from.
I was going to
ask where
that.
She is. Yeah, she's kind of recovered a bit. B. Arthur was always on my list, and Matt Damon as well. So
Matt Damon,
Matt Damon.
I would love to be Matt Damon.
Have you seen Rounders?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's got to go on your movie list because it's awesome. John
Malkovich. What about Blazing Saddles? Have you seen that?
Yes, I have. That's with you talking about Steve Martin, and no, that's different.
That's a Three Amigos.
Yeah,
Blazing Saddles is a Brooks movie.
Yeah,
is this
like a spaghetti western? And Mel Brooks did it. It's got the sheriff.
It's not appropriate anymore.
No, it's not. But Mel Brooks
is this Badges. Our stinking badges, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the one where he goes, excuse me while I whip this out. Yeah. And it's like his, you know, his, not his member. But
I probably did watch this years ago, but I'll have to watch this again.
So you have hall passes?
Yeah, my hall passes? Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've got to go with Sydney Sweeney. I'll go with Mina Kimes. It's been one forever. I mean, come on. She's like... mini bink in female form.
You guys just be doing it and talking about like stats.
Can you believe the DVOA on the Chargers this year, Mina? I know, Mac. It's so good. The DVOA for the Chiefs could be better if they just did this. I love DVOA as much as I love you, Mina.
I love DVOA too.
And then the newest addition to the list would be Wimby.
That's a good one. Yeah. You really are.
I'm all
in with that guy.
I love him.
I mean, if they don't win, which they probably won't this is going to be remembered as the series Wemby gave away.
Yep.
In multiple games, hitting a dude in the back with a ball, missing free throws.
Mm-hmm.
But look, he's young. He's got plenty of opportunities. But I will tell you this, the clock is ticking fast.
Oh, yeah, get ready.
You better win next year. I mean, seriously, in the way we talk about and deal with sports these days, you had better win this next year. Otherwise, you're going to be written off real fast. It's crazy how we do
that. We'll imagine find a new
guy. Imagine if this was all going on in technology. Even sports radio was around when Jordan first came on the scene.
His approval rating would not be as high, I'll say that.
It'd be a lot different ball game. Yeah. Jordan stinks. This guy's no good.
Way different.
Should have taken Sam Bowie.
Dusty, any hall passes?
I'm the hall monitor. I don't need a pass.
Yeah, he got no one to clear with, man.
Bring them all on.
That's fair.
He ain't got no one to clear this with.
I'm the the big bad dog.
Do we have the internet's working here? Do we have an internet today?
We currently still have internet.
We still have an internet. Does the text line weighing in on who their hall passes will be? Because I would love to see who some of the hall passes are from guys and gals as well on the text line. And if anybody suggests me, we can exchange numbers. I mean,
we've got Alyssa Milano.
Nice. Good call.
We have Margot Robbie.
Yeah, that's a really good one, too. One. So far, an older audience is chiming in on the text line.
Alyssa Milano. Okay, that is a good one.
We even have Bob. Check out Elizabeth Hurley. She looks amazing, even at 60.
Yeah, she does. Yep.
I think if I could, if I was married, which it's a myth.
Hello, America.
Probably never happened.
That's nobody's hall pass right there. Nobody's getting a hall pass for Jerry.
I will say this. I would say Jane Seymour.
Ooh. That's a cool one.
Yeah, Kitty Cat.
Okay.
She's one. Salma Hayek.
Yeah. Mm. So you are going after the Cougs.
Oh, come on, man. I'm a magnet for Cougars. I love them all. Love them all. Bring them on.
I'm a high.
Well, you are kind of getting to their age now.
38. Yeah. I'm in the perfect age group for like women.
Well, yeah, you can go your 30s, you can go 40s, you can go 50s.
And then my other hall pass is any female listener that supports this show. I'm honest, man, boys. I told you, Fridays. Jennifer Lawrence, for sure. She's a babe. Scarlett Johansson, for sure. Eva Longoria.
See, these are all older texts. Yeah. These are all, because these are what we would have said in the 2005s, yeah. You know?
Jennifer Lawrence is a little bit more.
You got
to
love J-Lo.
Yeah.
Mia Khalifa is wild.
That's interesting poll.
That's a wild woman.
Obama and Hillary Duff. Hillary Duff, I mean, man, yes.
Jennifer Aniston, she's gotten better with age.
Yeah, she, I mean.
Janae says Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Oh, okay. So, there you go, Janae. That's your type, huh?
Dusty's texted in. We got a Nickelback Caglione text.
Yep, okay.
For sure. Yep. Ain't nobody hotter in baseball right now than Jack Caglione. Damn, that's right. A fact.
What are we looking at on TV right now? A fake Beatles band playing in Olathe tonight
with
bad
to these
wigs.
These things, man. These are awesome. I told you about these. They do these in Legacy Park and Lee Summit. Yeah. They do these like cover. They're fun, dude.
I mean, this guy with the fake Beatles hair.
What do you want him to do? They're supposed to be a Beatles cover band.
I love it.
There's a ton of people there watching. A
lot of people there.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, dude. I love when cover bands happen. Like, they do, like, a blues night, and they get dressed up for it. They do a Jamaican night, and they come out with the steel drums.
You know, Scott Parks plays in a ZZ Top band.
Mm.
Dana Wright?
She's in the ZZ Top band, too?
She is, yeah.
Oh.
Bailey from the WWE, Hall Pass, Jack Caglione, Anne Hathaway, Rachel McAdams.
We got an Ella Fella.
Oh, we got an Ella Fella.
Ella Fella. Kim Kardashian text as well.
Somebody says, Dusty, you must have had Coach Settle when you were in high school. I did have Coach Settle. We did have conversations. Dia Lupa, hello, America.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Ella Langley is moving up the charts, that for sure.
Fast.
She's not in Margot and Kay Adams territory and Paige Spiranic yet, but she's on the outside, very, surging. Very close looking, and she's something, dude. Her accent, her
I mean,
story.
She's going to be selling out Arrowhead here in a year, you know? I know she's only playing in Independence. It's a smaller venue. I think if they had to do it all over again, they probably could have sold out T-Mobile Center for this, right?
Somebody says they don't have a hall pass, but they have the weekend pass. 200 milligram gummy, a bag of snacks, lake house to myself with a full weekend of football.
Smash.
My sounds
God.
Amazing.
Bob's like, can we become best friends? Yeah.
It's incredible.
I love you, man.
Oh, it's great. Lake house, enough to get you to the moon.
A bag of snacks and football. That's a good Saturday.
Coming up next, we get to Mark Turgeon, the head coach of the UMKC basketball team. We talk all things B-ball with him on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Tune in to hear Royals insider Josh Vernier every Monday at 8:20.
Professor Vernier sitting up here, bloviating.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.